Hi, good evening. It is Terence Soap.
Yes, it is.
Good evening, sir. My name is Marcos. I'm calling you from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Does anybody on your household, sir, work for a media outlet like radio, including print, internet, or television?
No. No, they don't.
Okay. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. And what are the chances, sir, that you will vote in the November general elections for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I would vote.
Okay. And, sir, is your age 80? Or what is your age?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And what is your racial or ethnic group that describes you? White, Caucasian, Hispanic, Latino, Black, African American, Asian American, Native American, Alaska Native, or American Indian, or other?
I'm a Caucasian. White.
Please rate, sir, your level of motivation for voting this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated at all. So vote this year, and 10 would be a 10?
Yes.
Yeah, 10. And now, sir, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. I'm going to start with the name of Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman. Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I approve.
Would that be a somewhat approvement or a strongly approvement?
Some.
Okay. And what about Donald Trump as former president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
And what about Joe Biden as president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Disapprove.
Would that be a somewhat disapprovement or a strongly disapprove?
Strong.
Okay. And what about Sherrod Brown as senator? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Okay. Sir, now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have never heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that, please. I'm going to start with Democrats in Congress. Are you very favorable with Democrats in Congress? Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you never heard of Democrats in Congress?
Unfavorable, very.
Okay. And what about Joe Biden? Are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard of Joe Biden?
Very unfavorable.
What about the institution, sir, called First Energy? Are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very favorable, or never heard of First Energy?
Yeah, I've heard of First Energy. Whatever the middle is. Unfavorable.
Unfavorable, okay. And what about Donald Trump? Are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you never heard of Donald Trump?
I already answered that. It's very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay. And what about Derek Marin? Would it be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard?
Never heard.
Okay. And what about Republicans in Congress? Are you very favorable with them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, or never heard of them?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. And what about Marcy Kaptur? Are you very favorable with him? Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. If the election for U.S. Congress, sir, were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrats?
What did you say, Congress?
Yes, for U.S. Congress, if the election were held today, would you vote for Republican or Democrats?
Democrat.
And would that be a definite vote for Democrat, or just a lean to the Democrats?
Lean toward.
And if the election for president, sir, were held today, for whom would you vote? For Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidates?
Other candidates.
Okay. Do you have specifically who will you vote for, other candidates, or just other candidates?
Other candidates.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote from those two?
Trump.
And would that be a definitely for Donald Trump Republican, or just a lean for Republican Donald Trump?
Definite.
Okay. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
And would that be a definite Sherrod Brown, or just a lean to Democrat
definite.
Sherrod Brown?
Definite.
Okay.
Definite.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Probably Marcy Kaptur.
Would that be a complete for Marcy Kaptur, or just a lean for Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Lean for it.
Okay. And is there a chance, sir, that you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Republican Derek Marin?
He's unknown to me, or she, I don't know. Unknown,
so would,
I don't know. I would consider him.
You will consider it? Okay. Now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. The statement reads, sir, it says, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement, sir, make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or it does not make no difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it's true, please say so.
I'm most likely to vote for her.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or if it makes no difference, and if the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it's true, please say so. The first statement reads, In the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age. Would that statement make you much less likely to support her, somewhat less likely to support her? Or would it make no difference, or would it make you more likely to support, or do you think that it's not true?
No difference.
The following statement reads, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that. Would that statement make you much less likely to support Marin, somewhat less likely to support Marin? Would it make no difference, or would it make you more likely to support Marin, or do you think that it's not true?
Somewhat not to support her.
Okay. And the following statement reads, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interest, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save more money. He even wrote on a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Would that statement make you much less likely to support Marin, somewhat less likely to support Marin? Would it make no difference, or would it make you more likely to support Marin, or do you think that it's not true?
Would make no difference.
Okay, the following statement reads, Derek Marin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights, even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal. Marin supports a federal ban that would overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal, even if the case of rape or incest. Marin even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. Would that statement make you much less likely to support Marin? Would it make you somewhat less likely to support Marin? Would it make no difference? Would it make you more likely to support Marin? Or do you think that it's not true?
It makes no difference.
Okay, the following statement reads, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption. Would that statement make you much less likely to support Marin, somewhat less likely to support Marin? Would it make no difference? Would it make you more likely to support Marin, or do you think that it's not true?
I would not support him.
Okay. And the following statement reads, in the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and legal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Would that statement make you much less likely to support Marin, somewhat less likely to support Marin? Would it make no difference? Would it make you more likely to support Marin, or do you think that it's not true?
I would not support.
Okay. Sir, now on a sentence, based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or would you still vote for Marin? In just a sentence, I'm going to note it down.
It sounds like he's morally corrupt.
Corrupt, correct. Okay. sometimes, sir, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
And would that be a definite for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or just a lean toward Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Definite.
And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marin, just once again in a sentence?
I believe he's corrupt, immoral.
Corrupt and moral. Okay. And what is this will be the last question, sir. We're almost done. These are just the last questions. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, first through 11th grade, high school graduate, technical or vocational school, some college but no degree, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, or four-year college graduate, graduate school, or advanced degree?
Some college.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. How important is politics to your personal identity? Do you think it's very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important?
I think it's important.
Would that be somewhat important or very important?
Very important.
Okay. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
No comment.
Okay. This actually concludes our survey, sir. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinions, sir, are very important. Once again, thanks again for your help. You have yourself a wonderful night, okay, sir?
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Have a wonderful night.
All right.
Bye-bye.